A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Any questions or comments on the show, on technology, on the internet? Lots of stuff to talk about as usual. Some stuff kind of, it seems like some of the most compelling stuff is kind of peripherally technological. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, your calls at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. And we're going to do a little Linux update and some other stuff today, so I think it'll be particularly interesting. As usual, joined here by the massively muscular Cold Stone Evil Steve at my side. So the system's down? You all right?
Quasi-evil. You're semi-evil.
Is everything weird or you're just...
Evil. No, I mean, you're just weird. It was in setup mode when I went to that screen.
Just one calorie is not evil enough.
I don't know why.
Everything's all funky today.
And me, I'm my computer's user, and your host, Dr. Dave.
Red balls of fire, I'm audacious. Red balls of fire, I'm afraid. Red balls of fire, goodness gracious. I'm chop, 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 chopping with all of my might.
Yay! 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK.
Things out of control in the bunker this morning. We got alarms going off. We got the automation computer doing what it wants. It's out of control. But you know what? I kind of like it.
It's
because it makes you
the
wake
chaos.
Up.
It does get and the adrenaline going.
You start thinking, oh man, what's going on?
Yeah. Why is everything wrong?
Yeah,
why are we screwing up so badly? Actually, nothing's wrong.
Right.
Listen, compared to things in general, things are wonderful. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, but some really interesting stuff. I mean, people have been talking it to death. And it's been interesting because there have been a lot of technicians that have joined Talking Head hosts. And I don't think the technicians, I mean, technicians being technicians, they don't always explain things particularly well. And, you know, this whole thing about the IRS losing data and having disks destroyed.
Yeah. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery get to them.
And only,
let's see what happens.
And only seven people.
Yeah, oh, I'll tell you.
Incredible
to me.
Only from 2009 to 2011. And then the guy gets in and does in his testimony, the guy running the IRS now. In his testimony, he says, I got nothing to apologize for. All of the emails since the investigation started are still here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
We don't care about the ones now. We don't care now. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, the gall, but that's another... This is not a this is not Dr. Laura and some psychology show. This is Dr. Dave talking about technology. And I think some of the technicians have... I mean, a lot of people brought up some really good points. And the truth is that ultimately, we really don't know for sure what's going on. we can't know because we're not there. But you know, we can make some judgments in general. And one of the things that gets me about how this thing's been talked about, to me, one of the biggest problems, I mean, besides the fact that the IRS was targeting conservative groups, the next biggest story is the IRS has been completely in violation of federal law in terms of the security and the storage of their data. Let's assume the best and say they are not engaged in a conspiracy to eliminate these emails. Let's assume that. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that's the case. Still, an incredibly huge mismanagement in regards to storing that data. Look, I have very small clients compared to the size of the federal government.
Don't worry. Hey, just because they're not very tall doesn't mean you have to...
No, I'm talking about the size of the organization.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Compared to the federal government, very small, who have to spend significant amount of money to be in compliance with federal law in terms of the storage of their emails and archival, and to be in compliance. And if they're not, it's a big, big issue. I mean, it's big. So even giving the IRS an incredible pass on the possibility that this all may not be accidental, there's huge, serious, significant problems. I mean, I'm not going to say it's more significant and worse and bigger than fraud, but it's close.
Well, here's what we've always talked about in the past. You know, if a private company, an industry, does this, the government comes in and says, hey, slaps your hand, like the IRS, hey, you can't do that. You got to do this, or there are penalties, whether it's financial or you spend time in prison.
Right.
There are consequences. Well, when the IRS does it, what happens to them? Who polices them? And it has to be us. Well, we have to do it by electing people who are responsible and who aren't criminals.
Well,
and unfortunately, we haven't done that the past few cycles. And it's very scary.
Well, and the tough thing is to try to know where that line is between, you know, humans do crappy stuff. And so that's not unusual. And that will never end no matter what. There will never be.
Right. Nobody's perfect, that's for sure.
It will never, ever, ever not be that way.
But let me ask you this.
Draw the line between sort of purposeful
stuff
and, you know, the sort of the accidental or the when it becomes institutionalized, when it becomes your main MO, that's when it's a problem.
Right. And that's the main thing. I mean, could you imagine? Could you sit up in front of the IRS and say, oh, I'm sorry, I just lost all the information for the past few years and sorry.
Right.
See you later.
Right.
It's not gonna happen.
Well, yeah. And even worse. I don't apologize. I don't... Ooh, man, the attitude's incredible. But I want to talk a little bit about the technical things, because I don't think that even the technical discussions as a part of the Talking Head stuff has been real accurate. We'll be back and get into it right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere? Well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.